Hello.
Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
I just want to go into my bank account, please. Hold just one moment. I have a charge from Electronic Solutions and of $67.32, and also there's a delivery fee of $5.74. I canceled this, I think, 2 months ago, and it keeps showing up on my bank account.
Okay, I will be more than glad to assist you with that. First, let's start off with getting your zip code, please.
With what? I'm sorry?
Your zip code.
02140.
02140.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have just moved here, so could you tell me what address you have for me? Because I've been homeless and I've been moving around from relative to relative.
I can't verify the address because of security purposes, so I would have to get you to verify the address, and if it is affiliated, if it is the correct address, then I would tell you that's what we have on file, but I just can't give out the address for security purposes.
Could I give you one address?
Okay, well, just give me one. What's your first and last name?
Nancy Cincotta, C-I-N-C-O-T-T-A.
Okay, so you can tell me that I do have that name. You can tell me the address you think that's on file.
Well, I'm not sure this is the one because, like I told you, I've been moving from relative to relative. So
okay.
If I could give you one address, you could tell me if that's right or not. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 101 Cherry Street in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
No, ma'am. We don't have that one.
Okay. What about 29 Roosevelt Street in Braintree.
No, ma'am, that's not affiliated neither.
Do you have an address in Plymouth that is 740 State Street?
No.
All right. The State Street address, the numbers may be wrong. I'm not sure. I don't remember them. Could you tell me if it's the State Street address in Plymouth?
No.
Okay. The Braintree address is not the one, right?
Mm-mm.
And the Plymouth address is not the one. 101 Cherry Street.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, it has to be then the Cambridge address, which is, oh my God, 2050 Massachusetts Ave, number 606 in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address we have.
Okay.
Okay.
I keep getting this on my bank account, and I just I want you to remove it, please.
Okay.
It's $67.32, and the shipping fee is $5.74. And I want to cancel this. This has been the second time that I've canceled this.
Okay. Just let me look at something for you. Okay, I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. After reviewing the notes on this, I can see with this account it's showing that it never has been canceled. But I can go ahead and cancel out today. But we don't have no cancellation for this, so that's why the charge is occurring.
Well, I did cancel it. So you know, I even though you're showing it, I did cancel the account, but can you please cancel it again and refund me?
By valid terms and conditions, we cannot refund you the amount. I can do a courtesy offer of 35%, but that's the most that I can do because it's the valid terms and conditions.
No, if you don't return my money to me, I am going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, ma'am, and I understand that where you're coming from, but just understand by you filing the dispute with them and towards the bank, what it only it's not a guaranteed refund. They will have to contact us and get additional information. We will provide them with this recording, the website where the terms and the conditions are stated, the membership fee, the trial, and then they will have to drop the dispute, advising you to call us back because we will confirm the charges are valid. So as I did state that I do apologize for the inconvenience and for the misunderstanding, but to save you some time and energy as a courtesy, I can give you I can go ahead and just up it with our family and friends and offer you a 50% one.
That's the best you can do?
With the refund, I can go as far as to do the 75.
Okay, I'll take 75.
Okay, so give me a few moments. Let me annotate your account and cancel it.
Can you make sure that it's canceled and let me know what that refund would be, please?
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, ma'am. I'm here. I just was notating your account. So now I'm gonna go ahead and apply your refund. 75 out of 75. Okay. So you will be refunded in the amount of $50.49. Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So the refund amount that you will be receiving back in 3 to 5 business days, it will be in the amount of $50.49.
So it will take 35 business days?
3 to 5.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm refunding this back now, so it'll go back towards your account, and then I will give you the cancellation code.
Okay, please do that.
Okay, so your cancellation code, whenever you're ready, I'll be ready to give it to you.
I'm ready.
Okay, it'll be CS and Charlie. 263-003-546.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation code.
Okay. Can I repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
It is C as in Charlie, 263-003-546.
Correct.
And that will be 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
I just want to make sure that this is canceled, okay?
Yes, ma'am, it's canceled.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that is all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, there's not anything else that I can assist you with. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.